The Twins are honoring their 1987 World Series championship team at Target Field on Saturday before playing host to the Tigers. We'll pick things up in the third with Joe Mauer at the plate.
And the 3-2 pitch, a line drive, right side, base hit right field. Kepler on in third, he's going to try and score. Presley's throw to the plate is late. 1-0 Twins. Mauer with an RBI single to right.
Grossman 1-for-2 against Zimmerman.
Grossman with a base hit to left center. That's towards the gap and down. Cut off by Upton. Sano is in. Mauer to third. Grossman to second base. Save. It's 2-0. Castro 1-for-3. The 1-1 is Bloop. Shallow right center field. That's going to fall a hit. Escobar rounding third. He'll score easily. RBI single. Castro. 6-0 Twins.
Upton 0-for-2 with a walk. Another one hit deep down the left field line. It hit the foul pole. A 3-run home run. And just like that, it's 6-4.
Two on, two out. And a 1-2 pitch, a ground ball to the right side. This should do it. Dozier's got it near his knee. Flips to first, inning over. But the Tigers make this a game.
The Twins stay above the 500 mark. They're now 49-47 on the year. And veteran backstop Jason Castro enjoyed the atmosphere on Saturday at Target Field.
It was great. That kind of helps those rallies when you have the hometown crowd just cheering you on and you feel that excitement in the air. That's what really kind of gets us fired up.
People look at that scoreboard. They don't understand probably at the box score how good Kyle Gibson was, a shutout into the eighth. What was working for him tonight specifically?
He was sharp. I mean, right, you know, aside from the first hitter of the game, he was really on top of his game. His sinker was one of the best I think I've ever seen it. His slider and changeup combo was great tonight. I mean, that's when he's at his best, when he can really mix anything he wants at any time and kind of keep those guys off balance.
Jason, baseball's a grind for everybody, but really specifically for the catchers. Now, here in the dog days of summer, it's 90, it's humid, you're in this race. You're right there behind Cleveland, game and a half. How much does that help your energy coming to the ballpark every day, knowing these games really matter?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we play for all year. We put in the work in spring to hopefully put ourselves in this position at this point in the year, and we're right in the thick of it. And, it really keeps us motivated and keeps us, focused on what we need to do every day to put ourselves in the position to have success and to be healthy.
Rookie Zach Granite enjoyed his first career three-hit performance in this one, even though the game got a bit too close for comfort down the stretch.
Yeah, it did. But, with Kins coming in, I knew he was going to close it out. So it was good to have him out there. And we played some really good defense behind him. Rosie made a nice play in the ninth, and he closed it out.
You and I talked about that big hit you had against the Yankees. It's kind of opened the floodgates for you. Three hits tonight. How much more comfortable are you as we stand here right now as opposed to last week?
100%, yeah. A lot more comfortable. I'm just trying to take it at bat by a bat and pitch by pitch. So hopefully this continues because it's a lot of fun.
You're a New York kid, and you see Frank Viola out there in the 87 Twins talking about their World Series win. And that New Yorker talked directly to your team about believing in your teammates and enjoying where you are right now in this race. How cool is that to hear from Frank Viola and play such an energetic game in front of this big crowd?
Yeah, that was awesome. I mean, we played really well tonight. We had a meeting today and just talked about being a team and, handing the bat to the next guy, and that's exactly what we did tonight.
Kyle Gibson delivers one of his strongest outings of the year and improves his record to 6-8.
Physically, I felt like I was trying to find it the whole time, really. Just in the pen and something I was in like the third inning just talking to Castro. Just didn't really feel too good. He did a great job of getting me through that one and calling the right pitches at the right time. And, they took some swings and missed some pitches that they probably normally hit. And, thankfully it worked out that way for me. And defense made some great plays.
How much does it help your confidence when you can wiggle out of a 200s on, nobody out in the top of the first?
Yeah, it's a big situation right there. They win the game yesterday, and they're looking to put runs on the board early. And if they do that, they just cruise with the momentum. And, thankfully, I was able to get the strikeout and then the double play there. Heskey saved my rear end a little bit there, being a little athletic and keeping me from throwing into center field. But it was a big inning, that inning.
You go from thinking maybe it's going to be a complete game shutout, and all of a sudden now you got to sweat it out at the end. What was that experience like?
The middle innings were where we put up some runs and have longer innings. That's when those kind of kick in there at the end. And unfortunately, mentally I'm a little frustrated with myself. I got lost there in the Kinsler at bat and thought it was 2-2 instead of 3-2, and tried to hump up on a sinker there. And honestly, when I started going to first, I thought it was 3-2. So that's a little frustrating for me because, if I know that's 3-2, then I'm obviously going to try to be in the zone a little bit more. But that's one of those situations where I just got to stay sharp and got a little relaxed and just kind of seemed like the guys that I finally got behind on there in the eighth, you know, came back and bit me a little bit. But, you know, bullpen did a great job. And I told Raj when he came off, you know, he's been solid all year and there's nothing for him to hang his head on. And you know, Kent's came out and got the four out safe.
Twins skipper Paul Molitor was also very pleased with what he saw from his starting pitcher.
I think managers in general, you know, you kind of plan for things potentially turning so you don't get too off guard. That's part of the deal. You know, but Gibby was really good. I don't know if you want to call it his best start or whatever, but we talk about strike percentage a lot. When he's not going well, it might have been his best percentage of throwing over and first pitch strikes. It started to wane a little bit late, but I still thought he had good stuff. But it turned in a hurry, you know, a base hit and a walk and, you know, press drops went on the line. We made the change and Upton had a nice at bat. And I think he saw four curveballs in a row before he got a hold of one. But big league save for Kins. You know, that's a tough one when the momentum's changed like that and you find a way off the field even when you don't get a play behind you. So we'll take the win. We'll come back tomorrow and, you know, we'll win another series and make for a decent homestand.
Chet Gibson's success was due in innings 2 through 7 from what he was able to do in the first to win a lot of that.
Well, I think you get first and second, nobody out right out of the chute. And, you know, you got 3, 4, 5 to get off the field. I think it just kind of lifts everybody up. You know, last night we had to play from behind and you want to try to avoid that 2 nights in a row against a veteran pitcher. But he got kind of locked in. He had a couple of really quick innings. You know, pitch count was staying very low. On one end, you're preparing for when things turn, and the other, you start to think, well, maybe it might be a Gibby complete game, you know. But at the end, you know, to be able to win after making it really interesting in our last couple of innings, you know, you got to be pleased with that part.
This series will be up for grabs on Sunday afternoon at Target Field. Rookie Adalberto Mejia makes the start for Minnesota.